Ogden celebrated the groundbreaking of the $18.5 million High Adventure Recreation Center at the downtown mall site Monday. Officials and representatives from the private sector welcomed spectators and thanked supporters. Ogden City Councilman Rick Faiston said the project is leading Ogden into the future.
Ogden can ill afford driving on the freeway of life, going 5 miles an hour looking in the rearview mirror. There is a continued need for the city to physically renew its downtown, but also the spirit of progressiveness in the hearts and minds of our citizens as well. We must raise the standards we expect in our city. We cannot abide mediocrity, and we must reject any acceptance of the status quo.
He also addressed the resistance the city has felt throughout the planning process.
For those working to create progress in Ogden, we have seen many roadblocks set before us, and sadly, even though there has been progress achieved in our city, as we're going to see very quickly, there are too many more than willing and happy to hinder whatever improvements there have been made or proposed.
Mayor Matthew Godfrey thanked numerous people and entities involved in the planning and execution of the High Adventure Park plan. He especially mentioned the city's partners in the project.
You know, we've had some unbelievable partners in this, FatCat and Gold's Gym, who have stuck by this and gone through untold difficulty, through all kinds of personal pain. We drug them into this project. We begged them to be a part of this initially, and then they caught the vision. And when they caught the vision of what this could become, they've been outstanding, valiant, stalwart partners in this project. They are visionaries, they are courageous, and we thank them.
He also said the groundbreaking is just the beginning of the development coming to Ogden.
Clearly, the rec center is a part of this mall development. As a result of this project being built, as was mentioned, you will see tens of millions of dollars invested quickly into this project, and everything, virtually everything south of us will be built out over the next year and a half or so. And that's exciting, and that's reason. There will be, of course, this project north of us and several others that will take place as well. And revitalizing the mall is critical for our downtown. This has long been the nucleus. But the project is actually more than that. This is a piece of a larger puzzle. As we look at what Ogden is all about and what we should be in the future, we see our ability to be a hub of high adventure recreation for the future. In the last year, we've had 5 ski companies move to this community. 5 in a year, which is five companies more than we've had move here in the past 2 decades. And they've moved to downtown because they believe in this vision. They believe that the rec center, that the gondola project, the trails, the hiking, biking, all of the things we're doing around high adventure recreation are singular and unique to this area. The ability to be in downtown in an urban environment and go skydiving, rock climbing, surfing, snowboarding, it's like snowboarding on the surf rider, and to be able to potentially at some point hop on a gondola and attach to a resort is unparalleled.
Jazz owner Larry H. Miller joined in the ceremony as the final speaker. He unveiled his plan to build a 12-screen theater complex on the site in the future. He said risks need to be taken, and the project appeals to him.
It's no fun being mediocre. It's no fun not having any vision. It's no fun not taking risks. There is a phrase that risk may cause failure, but success cannot come without it. So I'm a person who gets excited when I see projects like this. I do believe, as I've watched the evolution of this project, the acquisition of the old mall, tearing it down to create what you see here today, and then building it back up, that's exciting to a person like me.
Construction is set to begin in earnest the last week in December. For StandardNet, this is Amory Pickett.